Last time on the Changing Tabletop.
Comic-Con Year Zero.
Okay.
This is where the Galactic Concrud, the Maternal Recurrence, breaks out.
BA-13Y discovered at Comic-Con.
The problem is it was discovered right before the Intergalactic Hide and Seek game.
Oh, no.
Okay,
so they
like
take
it.
The title mommy because they're considered like god queens.
Yeah, they're like, it's passed down.
And she's betraying and the church.
Oh, no.
The name, all one word.
Yes.
Is Anna Maria Darling.
With my grand knight, Sir Tony Hawk! All right, so he does a really rad kickflip off the thing and kind of just grabs the crystal midair.
We can't make it a legacy because it didn't appear, but Baba Jinx, or Baba Binks, I think I like that
one. You know what?
Baba Binks has to be
the
key to everything in the end.
Baba Jinx is the sworn enemy of mythical Purloin Boy.
Welcome back to the Changing Tabletops Maternal Recurrence arc. For the first time since we started this, there actually is a gap in our playtimes.
It's
so
not a small one.
Doing
or
this
is
bit
there?
Again? Yeah, are we doing this bit again? We did this joke.
No,
we did the opposite before. We said there was a gap when there wasn't, and now we're saying there is a gap.
Guys,
there isn't a gap when there is.
We can't gaslight our audience.
We have to.
Yes,
we have to gaslight our audience.
Okay, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm sure we forgot a lot of really important key details about the universe that we're building, but we still really have to finish it, so we're going to keep going anyway.
How long has the gap been?
About a month.
No, it's like 2 weeks.
Can I have an exact number of days? I'm going to use it as a story point later.
19 days.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if that's how many, but that's
the
number.
That sounds made up.
Okay.
Okay,
can we not count that high?
No,
I can count to Apple.
Just make up a number. Anyway, okay, let's get started. So anyway, this is a world where things are going on, and there's a paprika crystal that...
Paprika?
Because somebody added paprika. Chloe added paprika, and then she took away the letter E.
I don't think
all
that
of the
sounds
stupid
like me.
We have, okay, shh, calm down, children. Babies, quiet, quiet coyote, quiet coyote. Okay, now, let me talk. First and foremost, the point of this game is to win. And you win by getting points.
That's true.
So, I'm going to read off the current amount of points everyone has so everyone knows who's in the lead.
From the bottom up, please.
Wait, can I see that first?
From the bottom up?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can do that. All right, in last place is Kimberly.
Wait, can I see the point first?
With negative 392 over 2 days points.
Oh, I forgot I wrote that.
Hang on a sec. My high school math is rusty.
After
what happens if you divide a negative by a negative?
Hold on.
It gets worse.
No.
Okay.
It becomes a positive.
The next place is Tony Hawk with 50 points.
Yeah! Go, Purloin Boy, go!
And that is, there's Chloe with 118 points.
Respectable.
In second place is Pudding with 217 points. And in first place is me, Sophie, with 218 points.
Conveniently 1 point in the lead.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think there's some shenanigans here.
Really?
Kimmy's not losing by enough.
That's the indicator?
Yeah.
Can I have the rules card?
What if I just give 100 of Kimmy's points to Tony Hawk? Would that...
No, you gotta give 50 of them to me and 51
to... No, this is a fair
to...
game. We need to be fair.
I mean...
No, listen. Everyone.
But Mythical Purloin Boy... Why are you gonna edit that out?
Stop it. Okay, so part of the rules of this game is we have rules that have to be included in the game and rules that cannot be in the game at all. And that's what we have right here on
their
this,
law.
This card.
It's our palette.
No, it's the law.
It's the law.
It's our ingredients.
No, they're laws.
We have datas and laws.
Yeah, that's it.
Guys, please. So, the things that we're required by law to have. Number one, hypnosis. Did we have hypnosis?
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, no, we
a
did with,
bit,
with the
bit.
Other planet.
Yeah.
With,
and the monorails.
Well, no, it was,
Oh, yeah,
remember,
that's true,
I was,
too.
I was babyfied.
Yeah.
I was the princess.
Oh, you were the first baby.
I was the first baby.
I remember.
Okay,
so hypnosis, we're doing good on.
But we need, no, we need more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need more.
Right. Next thing that is required is paprika, which I think we're doing a great job of
including. It's a core plot point.
Is this feeling well seasoned?
The next one is the next one is dollification norms, which while we have mentioned, I don't think we've quite hit the stride on that yet. We
not
definitely
enough.
Have to include that before the end of the game. We also have Haha Warp Go Burr.
That's true.
We have actually, in our last session, I think, established another world that is trying to steal the paprika crystal mm-hmm. from Babylon 5. And they're warp capable, so I think we're at least getting on the track of that.
Exactly. Prime directive, don't apply to them.
Right. And the last one is Tony Hawk Pro Skater, which we have included and is a main character in this story. He stole the crystal, and technically, in the span of our universe, that is the last event that has occurred. So I am really curious what's going to happen with that in terms of, like, storytelling.
So we got to do this Zelda style, and that will be the last event that ever happens. And everything will be a prequel to that.
Well, I mean, we did actually do that.
It was very early.
That was the first thing on the table.
All right, the things we're not allowed to have. Heteronormativity.
Yeah, that's it's not allowed.
I think
we've
done a good job of keeping that out of the story.
It's not anti-hetero. It's just not the assumption.
We're not heterophobic.
Yeah.
We just don't want them to do it in front of us.
We're just not heterophilic.
Gross.
Anyway, we also have banned the letter E. So,
yeah, that's crumple that thing out, throw it out.
It's,
you can't crumple.
It's caused a lot of problems for us so far.
I think
the drug E is allowed, but not the letter E.
Editing.
Why?
Why?
We would have to give it a different letter.
Yeah.
Like X. That makes way more sense. Anyway.
X tasty.
Okay, we have to have that so much. Anyway, moving on. Changing your own padding, not allowed. Anthropomorphic animals, not allowed. Foots, not allowed.
Can I?
We use the metric system.
Can I dispute the not changing your own padding?
No, you
no,
may not.
No,
you may
pass.
Not. It's on the list. It's
but,
right here.
Vetoed. I banged the gavel. It's been vetoed.
Don't
it's
bang
gone.
That on the table. It's going to be so loud. Okay.
Okay.
So, last we left off, we made a universe, and I'm not going through it all. Just listen to the first three episodes. We don't really remember what we said anyway. But I do think it's Chloe's turn as the lens, so, like, you get to be the first person to create. And
I get to make the motif for this
Yeah,
first
you
round.
Get to make that thing, the theme that
the
everyone has to use.
Yeah,
so
focus
the
so
lens.
Throw me the focus.
What?
What are you doing?
Oh, did we have a thing?
Yeah,
I gotta make
a
card.
It was a coin.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
You have a coin.
And then I gotta make a card, right? To dictate that this is the.
You're right.
It's that one. See the focus card?
Yeah.
Right there?
You're right.
You grab
the focus on the focus card.
Okay, I was looking at the Mommy Sophia card, assuming that I make something related
to
that.
As a baby, you're drawn to the word mommy.
This
That's
is
true.
The legacy.
Okay, so our new focus. Now, we have a lot of frayed edges. We've made a tapestry, but there's a lot of frayed edges. We gotta weave it together. We gotta
Swiss cheese.
Exactly, and I want to bring it all together. So this focus, it's gonna be unification.
You wanna fill the holes?
Yeah. I mean, that's kinda what I was going for. So, I'm gonna just write unity, because I can't use E's. And I'm gonna put this over here. And from this, we're gonna do unification themes over here. Bringing the story together, bringing people together, that kind of thing. What?
Unification doesn't have an E.
Yeah, there's no E in unification.
Okay, well, I didn't use it, so I'm good.
You dimwit.
Okay, so now.
I thought for a moment I was dumb. I'm like, hang on.
Hey,
there's no E in unification. I spelled that in my head.
I'm not
and I'm
editing
like, am
out.
I spelling it wrong?
I did the same thing.
I'm not editing out all the times you two have messed it up and gone, oh, there's, we can use this word. It's totally fine. E's like the next letter.
Okay. Now, I'm not 100% sure how this goes, but I think you get to make two cards instead of one card. So you can either make like an event or a scene or a thingamabob.
Yeah.
A big one.
Period.
A big one. Period. And, then, they can, if they overlap, you can make two.
Okay, and how's that work? Does it come, if, does it come back around to me and I do one at the end as well?
You can do two at the end as well.
Okay.
You're the bookend.
Strange.
Yeah, so you'll do it once now, we'll have a turn, you'll do it again.
Okay.
So, unification in what respect?
All respects.
I don't understand.
It's just you don't know what unification is?
You gotta bring people together.
But no, like, disrespect, just
or the plots together or something together. Things have to come together.
Now
the tapes of your diaper have to come together with the front of your diaper.
We can't collaborate on some things, but we have a lot of open threads. Like this thing that I won't say out loud,
but
and that thing.
But unification is not a thing in the story. Like, the focuses are elements in the story.
Yes, and we have to make the story now.
I believe it's pronounced foca.
It is. So we have to make the story now, right?
Yeah, but the focus is a thing in the story.
Do you want me to make it more specific? Because I thought I was trying to add
like
an element to the... I thought it was like a theme.
What's the first one that we did?
Yeah,
am I crazy?
Yeah. It's this thing's Crystal of Pepica and BA13Y origin. The next one's just diapers and babying.
Because we didn't have enough diapers or babying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So it just has to be something that brings people together or things together. Some sort of connectivity. I think the point that Chloe is making is she wants to bring some of these plots together, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that.
Yeah, and I do want to bring a plot together. Can I put an event down? That thing that goes underneath a thing in the timeline,
an
right?
An event goes under a period. A scene goes under
yeah.
an event.
Can I
do
an event and a scene?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do then, really quick. So the event is going to be Jar Jar is the key to everything.
It's Baba.
An event.
Find out with the scene.
Well, the scene asks a question about the event.
I think she's saying that you're supposed to have the event that makes him the key of everything.
Yeah, like, Baba Binks inherits the cosmic power.
Hey, I have an issue here.
What?
We've got the word great.
What? Where?
It has an E in it.
Where?
Great Peppica.
Huh?
It's no, also... but that was before we made the E rule.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we could also spell it G-R-8.
That's what I was thinking.
Are
all
you
right.
okay there, Sophie?
I wrote it down. It's Baba Stops Baby War. Baba Binks Stops the Baby War.
That's a great event.
And it was the event the whole time. I was just trying to be fun and make a funny meme.
But now you can pick a scene in the event as well. Like, how does Baba do this?
Cool. I'm going to write, how is Baba... Oh, I can't even do key, because there's an E in it.
Ugh. No, you can spell with an I.
Or N's. Oh, you
the meaning is the same.
The meaning is the same.
I am going to do that.
Oh, that
Let's
hurts.
See. How is Baba Binks Kai?
Oh, I believe it's pronounced key.
Ending the E.
You can't say the.
Sorry. To stopping baby war.
So, a bit of a recap. The baby war happens because Nietzsche from Baby Phi 8 comes over to steal the paprika crystal.
Well, there's supposed to be a peaceful transfer of power.
Yes, but...
and Mommy...
Anna Maria.
Anna Maria Darling-Starling.
Yeah. She wanted to amass power.
Yeah.
But she stole the crystal before Nietzsche could steal the crystal.
Mm-hmm.
She stole the crystal from
so
the crystal
right
job.
Now the crystal...
It was an inside job.
Right now the crystal is in the possession of mythical purloined boy Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And just the simple sound bites of this episode are wild. So basically,
this
from
is
that
we couldn't
point...
Say thief.
It's true.
From that point, how does Baba Binks save everyone? How does this war come to an end?
Okay,
exactly.
He's the Kai to everything.
So now we have to play out this fun scene that I've
Correct.
Built for us, and we have to pick characters and stuff.
So you get to state one or two characters that must be present for the scene.
Baba Binks gotta be present.
Yes.
Tony Hawk gotta be present.
Yes. And then you can state one or two characters that may not be present.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to kick Tony Hawk off there. I think Anna Maria Darling-Starling has to be in the scene as well, because she was a pivotal character in the last part of the Baby War, or the start of the Great War, Grand
yes.
War.
Yes.
So I'm going to amend it to those two and assume that Tony Hawk will be in here. As for people who can't be, anybody, I don't care. Whoever can be in the scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it goes, I believe Sophie gets to pick her character first?
I'm okay saying that.
I don't remember.
I think it goes this way. I'm pretty sure it's always going this way.
All right, now my Jar Jar impersonation's pretty bad, so I don't think that I can...
I'm pretty sure it goes this way.
I have a question. Are you guys battling over this?
They go...
playing Jar Jar.
It goes counterclockwise.
Okay, so that way.
Yeah, this way.
No.
This
way. Yeah.
It goes Widdershins.
I can't even read
Bless
box
you.
And I know. Okay. So I don't think I'll make a good Baba because I don't got that voice down. And that's a big thing.
So part of me making the scene, I thought that I got to pick first.
No, you pick last. You're gonna be Baba.
No, I'm gonna be Baba.
Yes.
I'm the one that can do the glottal voice.
Bless you. All right.
No, I think we should force Chloe.
No, I don't think that's true.
Because I don't. I've never done the glottal voice on any of the podcasts.
What she's saying is she takes pride in being able to sound like Jar Jar.
Yikes.
Why do you have to say things that hurt me?
Am I wrong?
I take pride in my ability to...
Yeah. Okay.
No.
You can obfuscate all you want, but
no.
We have to pick characters.
But no, because, like, I'm proud of my Jigglypuff.
So, I have an innate fear that I played Mommy Anna Maria Darling Charmin.
No, I did.
You're right, I played the guard.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember her voice.
I got it. It's built in here. If I can go back around, or I could give you a quick lesson if you want to play her.
No, I'll pick someone else. So,
Tony Hawk.
Tony
Hawk. Tony Hawk Purloin!
No, so I'm actually going to choose... I'm going to choose Nietzsche as my character.
Okay.
Because, listen, I think that ultimately... He has to be involved.
That's true.
He was here. He started this war.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's just how wars are. You got to have the person that starts it ends
it.
I agree. And if they die first, then the war goes on forever.
Okay. Who are you playing?
Wait, you skipped me.
You're playing Baba.
Oh, yeah, but I get to say that I'm playing Baba.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's my turn, and I'm going to choose to play the galactic class detective, Baba Binks.
Okay, what a surprise. Everybody shocked faces. Okay.
Those are great Pikachu faces.
Thanks.
I'm going to play the concept of the key of everything that Jar Jar must become during this conversation.
Uh-huh. I don't really know what you just said, but I think that I can't contest it.
Okay. Moving on.
What does that mean?
What? So, interestingly, that's legal.
Okay.
But
I am the Kai to everything.
You have to exert influence over the scene.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to prove your worthiness.
I'm always worthy.
We'll see.
Okay.
Well, now Tony can't be in the scene.
No, now you're looking at Maria Darling
okay.
style.
Tony
well, that's
Hawk
fine.
Could just be in the background skateboard. He'll kick flip off like one of the railings while
that
we're
sounds good, yeah.
While we're doing things.
But
so.
He has the crystal.
No, he stole
no, he
for
stole
Anna Maria.
The crystal, and Anna Maria Darling Starling left the church.
Mm-hmm. So she could forge her own dynasty.
You're right.
Okay, so I suppose we should pick it up with Baba Binks solving it. How does Baba Binks end the war?
So you need to set the stage. What's the setting? Where is this happening?
Okay, cool. So, I'm going to say...
Let's move it in the future a bit.
Yeah.
Long after the theft.
Both planets have been ravaged by babification. The entire planets are basically full-time nurseries at this point.
I think it should be set beyond the playpen barrier at the edge of the universe.
It is. That's where we're meeting, beyond the playpen barrier at the edge of the universe. Yeah, so we are beyond that in the neutral ground.
Oh, okay.
and
the neutral playground?
Yeah.
The neutral playground.
Yes. In the end of reality, it's over. Baba Binks has cornered Purloin Boy, has followed the trail of the Pethica Crystal across time and space
to the edge of the universe.
Wait a minute.
Here.
You said time, and now I need this to happen earlier in the universe as well.
Oh, so
it happens at every moment in the universe at once.
Oh,
any
yeah.
point you go beyond the galactic playpen barrier
from now
into the preschool zone, you end up seeing this conversation happen that you cannot influence.
No, from now on, any scene that we do until the end of the game, in the background, we have to make mention of the fact that Tony Hawk is somewhere with that crystal and he is being followed by Baba Binks.
But he doesn't have
perfect. Yes, he does.
Yeah, he still has
but
it.
He gave it to Mommy.
Yeah, she's right. there too. They're one and the same. They're a squad.
What? Flow is
they're a duo.
The flow of time
partners.
Is convoluted.
Wait. Mommy, Anna Maria, Darling, Starling is Tony Hawk?
What?
There's only one Jeremy Barry.
You just said that they're the same person.
I forget how easy it is for you to get lost. They are a team. They work together. He stole the crystal for her. Do you remember that?
Are they in a heteronormative relationship?
No. That
no.
would be crazy.
Okay.
He does get pegged, though.
Can we roleplay now? I want to roleplay this now.
I finally caught up with you! And now I'm gonna turn over the crystal! I have chased you to the ends of the universe!
Jojo, you will never stop us! Tony, do a kickflip on the bed!
I am the key to everything!
Nietzsche takes the key.
The crystal is.
Unhand me!
Baba Binks!
Nietzsche puts the key in the infinite lock!
No!
No! Baba Binks!
Give me the damn crystal! I'll kill us all, I swear it!
You wouldn't dare!
Reality itself depends upon this eternal moment!
This is all your fault in the first place for hiring Baba Binks! Legendary detective and Kaya everything.
What are you talking
about? I believe it's pronounced Key.
Shut up, Key.
The meaning is the same.
What do you mean? I never hired Baba Binks.
Then who hired Baba Binks?
We all turned to Baba Binks.
The Key.
It was me.
What?
Baba Binks is destined to become the new Key to everything.
This is...
I won't allow it.
Foolish.
You have no choice.
Tony Hawk. Use the crystal on Baba Binks!
No! Now what? What happens?
I have no idea.
What happens when the crystal is used?
Baba Binks turns into a baby.
Is that what that's what the Pepeka crystal does.
Yeah, you become Baba Binky.
Baba Binky!
Baba Binky!
But now how is Baba Binks the key if Baba's a baby? Baba baby,
how are you gonna pull it off?
Baba takes the key and sucks on it like a binky.
Rich. Now, that happens at the beginning of Comic-Con.
Resetting Baba Binks to a baby has reset the flow of time, and a new Comic-Con has spawned because of maternal recurrence.
And that's why the crystal's here to begin with.
And that's why Baba Binks is the key to all of this.
And everyone's fine, and no one remembers what happened.
This checks out.
Wait a sec. It's Comic-Con.
I'll drink to that.
That scene hurt me inside.
That was terrible.
Do you know how hard it is to do that voice in a dramatic fashion?
You did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Why was it terrible? That was a good scene. It's dramatic.
It was insane.
I think we rewrote time writing it the first time. And that's not something I expected to happen.
So
it's a granddaughter paradox.
How do we even follow this? Like, how do we keep the game going?
I mean,
this is just the conclusion.
Yeah, that's the end of the story. The story ends with this timeline getting destroyed.
Yeah, there are still other things that I want to explore.
Exactly.
I know what I'm doing on my turn.
So just because we know the end of the story doesn't make the journey any less important. So we got to get there still.
Actually, that's kind of the motto of Microscope, so good job.
It's your turn to make an event now that we have
so,
found out
hold
this
on.
Is a dead timeline.
Wait a minute. I need a second. I need a moment of clarity for the sake of the narrative here.
Yeah.
What I understand...
It's nothing.
...of what we just said is that the entire process of this game that we have made led to the point where the key... was merely the destiny of Baba Binks becoming Baby Binks.
Yeah, and it resets time.
Baba Binky.
Yeah,
Baba
Binky. And then
So we need to find out how Baba Binks is inexorably tied to the birth of Comic-Con in the first place.
That's such a good point.
That the babification of Baba Binks into Baby Binky is what causes Comic-Con to respawn.
Absolutely.
So what
something,
has tied?
Something happens that has tied Baba Binks somehow to this mysterious force that is a little belligerent.
I think I have an idea.
you can't yet.
You can't. Well, actually, it's your turn.
Yes.
You could slap it down on the board if you want.
So, I don't want to write you, but you pen me.
Okay.
Are you making an event, a period, or a scene?
This is a scene that happens during the first Comic-Con.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So that's way early.
So the scene has to be part of an event. Can it exist as one of the...
Do it during the Lost and Found. Definitely not hide-and-seek game.
Does it happen during the hide-and-seek game. What is the question?
What caused Baba Binks to gain a lifetime ban from Comic-Con?
Oh!
And therefore, Comic-Con, a lifetime ban from Baba Binks.
I mean, that's just true.
So I didn't know today.
You can't use the word caused.
Caused.
Why did?
Huh?
Why did? So.
What did you learn today?
I didn't think sitting down that we would take this story into a big, crazy meta Xenoblade Takahashi style Eternal Recurrence time paradox.
It's
kind
called
of nonsense.
Eternal Recurrence.
And we have a character named Nietzsche.
Man, I guess I really. That's on me. It's called Maternal Recurrence. I suppose this was inevitable? Wow. Okay.
And it will be inevitable.
Okay, what's the question? Why did Baba Binks...
get banned for life?
You can't say get. Or banned. Or life.
Why did Baba Binks... obtain a ban...
No. Oh, yeah. No.
For all time. No.
Forever, EVA.
For
no, that's still an E.
EVA.
How about just 4VA?
Yeah, 4VA.
Forever. It's just Boston.
Wait. 4-3VR.
No!
I think that's cheating.
We have...
You buttered this bread, now you sleep in it.
What? You know, it doesn't have to...
We could just leave it at obtain a ban.
No, it has to reference that it's for life. Because it's because he was banned for life, and it was also banned for him for life.
But you can't use permanent, or eternal, or... perpetual. All time has an E in it.
All time.
Okay, time is now spelled TYM. Agreed?
No,
because
that's got
done.
An E on the end.
TYM.
THY.
No, I didn't say that. I said TYM. Use your ears.
Well, if it was all time. No!
Guys, I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Because the universe has ended, we are back to the beginning. At the start of Comic-Con, E's exist.
Oh!
Because
exist.
The start of the game hasn't happened yet, and thus, but we can't call it for all time. It's for all time, like the spice, like paprika.
Yeah.
Oh!
Boom.
High five.
Done.
That's so good. Got it. Got
bam.
It.
Bam.
Let's go.
Got
it in one.
So much.
There it is.
Game hasn't started
I
yet.
I want points for that.
That's easily, probably infinite points because it infinitely recurs.
But I need points for my Baba Binks portrait.
Yeah, you can lose.
Yeah, minus 100.
You can lose.
No.
You can lose negative 10 points for
I
that.
Did the voice.
What, you lost negative 10 points?
I'm confused.
That means you got 10 points.
Oh.
I can't give you points, Kimmy. Alright, but you, so Sophie now has 218 plus infinity points because they eternally keep adding.
Yes.
So that'll be a hard one to catch up to.
Can you please put this card under Lost and Found?
Yeah, do I just stack them or something?
Yeah, just put them next to each other.
Yep. Like that. Cool.
Okay. Now, set the stage.
Well, you gotta say who's acting, what characters
that actually
are
comes second.
Oh, you're supposed well, to set the stage first. And name the characters.
So, this is during the Great Lost and Found.
Is babiness still happening? Like, is the baby virus still spreading?
The baby virus has started to spread.
Okay.
Okay, we're at that point. Baby virus has started to spread.
So, I need to ask a question. We're at the beginning of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Baba Binks is there, is baby. No one else is baby anymore, except for the people who become baby
mm-hmm.
from the start of the story onward.
Yeah. Baba Binks isn't baby.
Baba Binks is not baby.
Baba Binks isn't baby.
No.
No.
Baba Binks becoming baby reset the timeline.
Yes.
Yes.
So Baba
and that
Binks
also
is
reset.
Grown up.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
He de-regressed.
When Baba Binks starts here.
But this is
and
where
this starts
the
this starts
from.
The maternal recurrence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So set the scene.
Baba Binks is participating in the Great Lost and Found.
That tracks.
And cheats.
Okay, so then what characters are in the scene?
So I think Baba Binks has to be there.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I think the founder of Comic-Con has to be there.
Okay.
The founder?
Well, they have to be there to issue a lifetime ban.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the person who's the founder is also that person who is doing the, like, inspections?
No,
nope.
The founder of Comic-Con is the key to everything.
God damn it.
Oh, no!
Wow! I just want to do
okay.
So those are the two characters that must be present.
Okay.
All right.
So now
are there
I
any characters that you are banning?
Anna Maria Darling-Starling is busy.
That, well, is she even born yet?
That's what I said.
And yeah. Probably Princess, the girl who bought the crystal. Well, her daddy bought the crystal.
Yeah, she's busy hiding.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're gonna do some new characters. All right.
All right. Do I pick?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think? I kind of want to play Tony Hawk, who does get sucked in through the maternal recurrence cycle.
Oh, that's good. I
yeah.
like that.
He
does a 720 recurrence. Like he's
oh.
Okay, cool.
He starts kick flipping, and that brings him back.
All right, that sounds
every
good
every skateboard
me.
Trick he does sends him to a different point in time. Uh-huh. That's why he keeps doing these tricks.
High five. That's brilliant. That's gold.
I love it.
All right, that's
I
can't, but
I love it.
So you're going to be Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
I want to be the key to everything.
Okay, you're the key to everything.
I'm going to talk with my hands around my mouth.
That sounds great.
I'm going to be Baba Binks again.
Good. Such a surprise.
I'm glad you're surprised twice for the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to play legendary Comic-Con merchant Casey Strong.
We're going to get super, super fast. I hope he listens to the show.
No one would make it through this
Casey,
far.
Casey, we love you.
We're talking to an empty audience, and you know it. Okay.
My God,
okay.
That's not true. We've gotten so many compliments on people who like TZT.
Moving on. All right. So I'm going to kick off the scene then.
Okay.
All right. So I'm Meat, a mythical Perlman boy, Tony Hawk, and I'm just going to be rolling through skateboarding through the hide-and-seeking like, ooh. I think that girl just wet her pants. Also, I'm not at the end of time.
Hi, I'm not at the end of time. I'm Casey Strom.
Oh. Hey.
Hi, I'm not at the end of time. I'm Casey Strom. You look like Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
excuse me.
It's Baba Binks. What are you doing here?
How do you normal?
I just did a red kickflip off your back. What are you talking about?
Off my back?
Yeah. You stole the crystal.
What?
That crystal, like right over there.
I didn't steal that crystal.
I'm gonna go get that crystal.
What?
Excuse me. I'm gonna do a grindy thing on this rail.
Oh, can I inspect that, means of conveyance?
No.
Your board skater thing.
I grind away.
Baba Binks is going to throw a stick into the wheels of Purloin Boy Tony Hawk's skateboard.
Okay.
Now, I like the implication here that these wheels are like
bicycle wheels. All right.
With like some spokes that you can get on.
Now they are.
Okay.
Because mythical Purloin Boy Tony Hawk has custom wheels.
A monster truck style skateboard. Okay.
Whoa! And then I'm going to, of course, do a backflip and land on my feet. But I'm going to knock over the hiding place of at least 15 former adults, now all crying babies, sucking their thumbs and crying, and be like, oh, sorry about that.
Baba, says the crystal. Baba.
Hey.
Girl. I am the key to everything.
I think those babies are hiding. I think you just cheated at hide and seek.
Well, no, I'm going to cheat now that I'm stealing your skateboard.
Hi, stealing your skateboard. I'm Casey Strong.
You don't look like Tony Hawk.
No, that's Tony Hawk.
What?
Come over here.
My kid used to play your game.
Yeah, I think that person just like wet their pants. Can I get some of those diapers?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go help them with that. Crystal.
People thought I was crazy for making them in adult sizes, but
come get me out of this crystal.
What do you mean in the crystal?
John, disembodied voice, please, please help me out of this crystal.
Wow.
Just come touch it. I promise you won't become a baby.
What? Well, I'm not touching that crystal.
No, I am.
No, I'm taking a skateboard and I'm skateboarding out of here.
Hey, you,
No, I'm ignoring you, disembodied
stupid,
voice.
Stupid, dumb.
You're stupid, dumb,
I
without
mean,
a body.
What are you talking about? I'm a normal person right in front of you.
What?
This is me.
What?
Oh, look, I'm in the suit.
Oh, hey.
Right in front of you.
That's the founder of Comic-Con.
That's me, the founder.
Oh, what?
What's up? See, you stole a thing.
No.
Not supposed to do that.
No.
Baba also...
I witnessed that stealing.
It's my skateboard, and Baba knocked over that hiding place.
I did not!
Cheated at hide and seek, I think.
Cheated at hide and seek, stole the skateboard, and refused to buy my diapers.
Baba, I'm sorry, but Casey Strom and I are, like, BFFs, and this guy that looks kind of like Tony Hawk...
Doesn't it look like Tony Hawk?
I really trust him, so,
He's got a trustable face.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to permanently ban you from, Comic-Con.
What, for life?
Yeah, not only for life, for, eternity itself.
Gonna ban Comic-Con from you.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna remove the essence of Comic-Con from your entire identity.
Not that!
You think I can't do that because I'm a normal man in a suit, but I can.
Why is that?
Because I did build this entire space convention with my mind, so I can do
this. You sound a lot like the key to everything.
What? No, that's not me.
No, it's the key to everything.
That's not a lot.
So, if you could just get out of here.
Fine. But I'm taking the skateboard.
You will not. There he goes.
I'm going to tackle Jar Jar Binks. Just because the idea of Casey Strong... tackling Jar Jar Binks to take back Tony Hawk's skateboard is delightful, and we do need your mommy to draw that.
Okay, that'll be a commissioned art piece that we get. Maybe the album cover.
That's the cover for TCT Volume 3. It's Casey Strong tackling Jar Jar Binks with Tony Hawk's stolen skateboard.
It's Baba Binks.
Oh, you trying to get a seed?
I think we finished this question, right?
Yeah.
This event, the scene, we did it.
We did something.
Comic-Con
has
been banned from Baba Binks' timeline.
So that's why when Baba Binks touches the crystal, it rewrites everything because that's not supposed to happen.
Exactly. It's that it took place outside of time. Which is why Baba was able to touch the crystal at all. It's not in Baba's timeline. Baba's outside of the timeline. So Baba touched the crystal and boom, reality broke.
I really like
Baba
that.
Out!
I really like that we decided to go into this world-building exercise with baby stuff, and we kept it simple.
There's baby
stuff?
I like that we really went into this. We made it very understandable, very linear, very easy to follow.
We
did a great job.
We did it like a six-month-old trying to do a connect the dots.
This is exactly what I thought was going to happen when we played Microscope for TCT. Like, I can't explain how exactly like this I thought it would go.
Okay, that's my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
It's my turn. And in the name of unity... I'm gonna put down an event.
uh-huh. under the Grand Baby War.
I think we're really stuck with the theme of unity in the past two.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Okay.
We unified
so
the beginning.
Time is supposed to be linear, and yeah. we unified the beginning and the end, yeah. so now it's a circle.
We unified it.
Nothing's more unified
go
than a circle. Okay, so I'm making...
What about a sphere?
How about a hypersphere?
What about a hyperdrive?
What about a hypermass?
What about hyperactive?
What about hyperactive mass?
All right.
I don't like that.
You bounce on your hyper diaper like one of those yoga balls.
How many stories have you written
that in?
What?
So can you please draw a Casey Strong tackling Jar Jar Binks to get back Tony Hawk's stolen skateboard while Tony watches in indifference, standing next to a key standing upright like a person wearing a suit?
Uh-huh.
Alright.
What did Miss Lemon say?
She just sent a sad face.
It's kind of a horrified face.
Alright.
Okay. So, the event that I'm adding is the climactic battle. No, I can't use battle.
Fight.
Yes.
Fight.
Climactic fight. Of babification.
Where does this place take?
Where does this place
What's
take?
What's this place take? Do what place?
Well,
this?
You see, this unifies the two planets that are warring.
Yeah.
Babylon 5 and the other one that I totally didn't forget the name of.
Omicron Baby 58.
Yeah, that's the one. So
well,
it happens after the purloin of the crystal of paprika.
This is looking like a real heavy plot. We got some stuff here with nothing
I'm
on
glad
it.
I'm diversifying.
It's like your diaper, it's backloaded.
Woo!
From
okay.
my perspective, it's
anyway,
fine.
How do we, what is this?
We don't do anything right now.
Yeah, that's the event.
Kimmy has to decide if it's a happy or
it's
sad
a, it's
event.
It's a happy event because so many people get babyfied.
Oh, well,
oh,
that's, I don't
that's
know
great.
If that's the
that's
painting we've
the,
been,
hey,
we've
no, that's
hey,
not
hey,
optimistic.
Hey,
mass dollification. Is a happy event.
Yeah.
That's because they think that they're free.
The climactic fight of babification is a happy event.
I don't know
event.
If a fight
so
of a battle
it's
can be
my,
happy.
My turn,
I fight with
right?
you all the time, and it makes me happy.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to do a scene in my battle?
I don't. I do want
Damn
to make...
It.
Sorry. I want to make
Language.
A new moment. I think that we really have talked a lot about how Haley is like the... What is it? Messiah, basically, of this universe, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mummus.
But we never really discuss anything about her or why or what the first baby dynasty is.
That's
so
true.
I do want to have some info on her and why we go from a land of first mommies and dollification and why Haley is the intrinsic hero of this story.
That's fair.
So... I can't make a scene, right? Because I need an event first.
Yeah, so you gotta make an event.
So,
Sophie, you always make a scene.
Huh?
I'm a good girl. Alright, so Haley is going to reorganize the Paprika Padding Corp and the Dolly system of sort of this capitalistic culture
mm-hmm.
into one of religious obedience.
Oh,
oh
okay.
Well, that's really good.
So this,
yeah,
this is capitalism into theocracy.
Yeah.
Purely
the natural,
a good thing.
The natural evolution.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I mean...
So, I think this is good because we remove the idea of, like, we get away from the making money and how to use the stuff for profit into how to make people happy.
That's true.
Using indoctrination. And probably some hypnosis.
Well, probably a lot of hypnosis.
So, that's what I want to do here with Haley. I think that's why she's so iconic. I think she's going to be, like, a master hypnotist who won the seat of first mommy... And redid everything.
Right.
So how do I word this?
Well, it's a single event.
So Haley
overthrows capitalism.
Wait, hold on. I need to write. Okay.
H A Y L Y.
I know we had a different spelling, so that confused me. Okay, Haley is first mommy and overthrows Hezani.
And
Depose also has an E.
That's nice, Kimmy. stops.
Eradicates.
Kills capitalism.
Kills.
Vanquish.
Vanquish. And will vanquish. That way I can keep the lack of ease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or vanquishes. Oh, wait.
Yes, exactly, Kimmy. Haley's first mom will vanquish capitalism with church.
Yeah. That's how you vanquish capitalism.
And hypnosis.
With hypno-church.
With hypno-church!
Oh, hail hypno-church.
Hypno-church is such a good word. Why is that? Oh, we need to write a story about that.
Ooh, I would read a hypno-church story.
With hypno-church. Okay. I do like that Haley is the savior of all people, but now she may be a little bit corrupt. Just a touch.
Is it a happy event or a...
Oh, so happy.
Okay.
This redefines
some constructive criticism.
Well, it's not your turn.
Revolution is a good revolution.
Yes, it is.
No, that was Sophie's turn. Now it's your turn. You can't criticize whether her happy event is happy or not, because it's not your turn.
Yes, it is. It's my turn right now.
Now it is.
Kimmy, Coyote. All right, so can I do an event and a sequence?
You can do an event and a scene. No, they have to be nested.
Okay. Hmm.
So you can either do one thing, or you could do...
a thing and its detail.
And a thing and its... Yeah.
Okay.
So you could do a period and an event, or an event and a scene.
Okay.
Or just a scene, or just an event.
Or just a period.
So I want to hit these unification ties here. So I am going to do an event and a scene, and I'm going to do, how can I do, a scene in the thing Sophie just added?
Oh, you just asked a question about that scene.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm bouncing around in my head. I want to do... I'm trying to figure out how to phrase. I wanna explore the hypno church.
Yeah.
So I want to do like.
It's an inquisition.
How did Baba Banks infiltrate the hypno?
No, I think I'm good on Baba Banks for now.
But I can do the voice more.
So.
No, thank you.
For sake of congruency and sort of tying everything together, I'm gonna say that when Baba Banks got yeeted out of Comic Con,
mm-hmm.
like a comet. he was propelled out through the airlock. He hit like a black hole and time traveled to his point later in the future where he becomes himself again.
In the Grand Baby War.
He's not immortal. That makes no sense.
He's immortal.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it?
All right. So, can I ask what does Haley's hypno church look like? Is that legal? Like, or how does it work?
Or what are its doctrines?
The way you could have like what crucial figure did Mommy Haley's hypno church indoctrinate?
Okay, that's an okay one. I'm gonna do. Can I do what happened when Anna Maria Darling Starling was first indoctrinated?
Yeah, that's good. That's actually, like, between these two things.
I'm going to do how was for words. Was... I don't want to write this.
You have to. No, it's all one word. It's all one word.
That's right.
That's good. I wrote it on the same line.
No. There are too many couple of letters in that.
I can't write indoctrinated. You guys gave me indoctrinated and then messed me up.
Indoctrination.
What?
Hypno-church. What,
indoctrination works.
What was Anna Maria Darling Sterling's indoctrination?
Okay.
Can't say light! About?
Yeah.
There we go.
So, this has a lot of crossed out parts.
Sure does. Funny thing.
How did Anna Maria Darling Sterling's indoctrination look?
I'm not erasing anymore.
You didn't erase anything. You crossed it out.
Thanks, Kimmy. Helpful.
Ow!
Sylvie, throw a toy at me.
Don't throw toys.
For the record, that wasn't me, because this isn't a visual medium.
Wait, Chloe and Pudding aren't the same person?
Beep!
Okay, you get to pick who, what happens, how,
okay.
Sad, done.
So, to set the scene, we are at the first hypno church of Mommy Haley. It has been established already. Anna Maria Darling Starling is getting her first taste of indoctrination and hypnosis. What, Kimmy?
Could it be a hypno cathedral?
No, we just did hypno church. It's got an E.
Oh, okay.
Hypno church is. We just had a whole bit about hypno
church. Also has like a good like impactful like
bam
end there. Like it's hypno church.
Yeah, but yeah. like if it's the seat of power, then doesn't it have to be grand?
No.
What's
moving on.
Can the religion Can the religion be called...
There's no E in that.
Can the religion be called hypnolithism?
Hypnolithism!
Anyway.
I actually like that a lot.
That
needs to be in your story. When you do the hypno-church story...
Hypnolithism.
It makes you sound like a baby when you get to the middle and say it.
Hypnolithism! Are you okay there, Chloe?
The religious figures are called hypnolithists.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Who's in this scene?
Mommy Haley and Anna Maria Darling Starling.
Really? So this is stating that their lives are extremely close together.
I
figure that this dynasty reigned for a while.
Interesting. So you want this to be long after the reign of Mommy Haley.
I know how to answer the question. Using those two characters.
Mommy Haley the 18th.
But I haven't decided on the characters yet.
Mommy Haley the 18th.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, yeah, so Mommy Haley the 18th and Anna Maria Darling Starling are the characters in this scene. As well as anyone else wants.
Okay.
Now, 18th is spelled XVIIIT.
Exactly.
Of course. How else would it be spelled?
I thought you said XV. And I'm like, eggs? That has an E in it. Okay.
But that's okay, because they're hypnolithists.
Hypnolithists. What a good word.
Okay. So, are there any characters that you are disallowing?
Baba Banks and Tony Hawk.
All right, no Baba Banks, no Tony Hawk. Sophie, you get to pick first.
Now, I believe I was... No, I feel like I already said this.
You were...
What was that? I was the first mommy.
You were the first mommy.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm... Haley's a totally new character.
Correct.
Okay, you know what?
And this is Haley the 18th.
Religious indoctrination is like... It's so up my alley. So, let's...
That's not a thing to be happy about.
Yeah,
what?
It is.
What? Are you are you saying the SNP is a church after all?
It should be.
It could be.
Man, think of that tax break.
Okay, no, I want to be Mommy Haley the 18th.
Okay.
Can I be regressed princess again?
She's not here yet.
This could be a
different
princess.
Different regressed princess.
That's true.
Okay.
I am the senior nun of the Baby Sisters of Hypnolithism.
That's good, because you can do all my hypno for me, so I don't have to do it.
I don't want to be in a reading with Starling again. Fine.
This is your origin story, Chloe.
Okay.
This is you need to create your character's crowning moment. This is the moment.
Alright, so
you're coming in here and you're not even indoctrinated into this church yet.
That's right. Who was? Mommy Anna Maria Darling Starling. Before she was Mommy Anna Maria Darling Starling.
Okay.
Was that even her real name?
So she's led in here, of course, by the baby bouncers, holding her like as a prisoner, pulling her in into the front row as she goes, "No, let me go! You weirdos! I'm not gonna be a baby like you!"
Welcome to the Hypno Church of Hypnolithism.
Get away from me! I'm not part of your crazy religion.
Oh, you will bow before me.
What?
I am
the Emperor?
I am Mommy Bailey the 18th.
The dreaded one.
I summon the baby sisters to come in.
Are they wearing diapers?
Of course.
Of course.
Diapers
as
are the,
shall be.
The closest form of purity.
I will never wear those.
As the great Haley once told us long ago, do as you're told.
Mommy Haley knows best.
I brought her diapers.
I'm not wearing those.
We have
those.
Your diapers. Okay, we've got a congregation here to witness the first diapering.
I'm not letting you people do
Let's
this.
Let's just lay you down and we'll get you indoctrinated into your first session of hypnolithism.
We love being hypnolithists.
You'll join the baby sisters
you
of
people,
hypnolithism.
You people can't even say the word.
Once properly indoctrinated.
If you can say the word properly, you won't be indoctrinated.
Hypnolithism.
Okay.
Proven.
Lay
We've
you down.
The test.
Let's go with me.
I'm going to have the baby sisters lay you down on the
Let
sacrificial changing table.
So what?
We will have the holy baba.
Don't worry, all your brains will leak into your diapers.
Excuse
that
me.
Is the first tenet of the Hypno Church Hypnolithism.
Once you are properly
head empty diaper full.
Once you are properly regressed into the little baby girl we know you to be.
I will never.
Then the resistance will finally see their leader. In such an infantile and humiliated state, they'll all surrender to the church.
You'll soon see things our way.
Mommy, what if she were a mommy?
Interesting.
Let go of me!
We would still have to clean her inside and out, brain and body.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Do as you're told.
No!
Now, let me put you before our religious icon, Brilliant Bunny Brainwash, to help guide you into hypnolithism.
Canon is questionable here.
No.
I am the head sister of the Hypno Church of Hypnolithism. I canonize things by definition.
I think that answers the question.
I think that answers the question. All right.
So she was indoctrinated because she was the leader of the resistance.
Man.
Against Empress.
That's just the crystal ball.
That was so Palpatine.
It was
that's
fantastic.
What I was going for.
High five. I was expecting like a young, like
I was
too. Mommy, and you come out here with Grandmommy.
You think she'd give up her seat of power at a young age?
Grandmama. Okay. That's that round. We have to pick a thing, right? A recur thing?
It is Pudding who picks the isn't it? No, it's you.
It's me?
Sophie.
Oh shoot.
You
okay.
get to pick the legacy.
Something that continues. So we did the Tony Hawk legacy, we did the Baba Binks legacy.
No, we have Mommy Sophia.
But there
oh,
was a
wait.
Tony Hawk one.
There is. Mythical purloin.
But we haven't done Sophia yet, so we'll have to bring Sophia back.
Yeah, Mommy Sophia was the first mommy.
So we did Baba Binks, that's gone. The Mythical Purloin by Tony Hawk one is also done. But we still have the Mommy Sophia legacy.
Well,
now I also get to pick a legacy, and both of these have to come back in Pudding's round, right?
It's not that it has to come back,
but it
like
should.
It should.
Okay, cool.
And it's not that these are done, it's that these are lasting elements of the story.
Right, but they we've at least satisfied the requirements, which I feel confident about.
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't Chloe go again?
No, we just did.
We just did.
I can do an event and like scene nested or a scene or an event.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So I will pick something that happened.
I mean, it could just be hypnolithism.
Hypnolithism was really established with Haley, though, and I really don't want to... I mean, we could do more about Haley's, like, origin, I guess. So maybe that's something.
Well, it doesn't have to be something that lasts all of time, but it's a legacy of the story. And I think
hypnolithism is a good one.
Hypnolithism. Putting I adore you so much.
Okay, we're gonna do...
I am the yikes the walks.
Or as Mark says,
okay, there's hypnolithism. Okay, that's... that's how it's spelled. okay, that's the end of the episode. We're ending the episode here. Everyone cool with that? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all for listening. We started out pretty rough, but I think we really brought it together there.
We got there in the
end.
We
made it so believable that there was a gap in time between those episodes.
Yeah, you never know that this is actually the same night as the first night.
We're going to do one more round, so next one will be our last. We will be done.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Ideally.
We'll see.
No, because we could all
ideally
get two turns.
No.
If we don't want to leave the baby universe.
I think that we're really closing this up. I think the only thing we're really missing is a lot of the Dolly elements.
Uh-huh.
Now that we're getting around to Pudding's turn, I think
that's
going to happen.
That's going to happen. That's right in my strike zone.
I kind of want to see what happens in
Quiet Coyote.
You can still put something in there.
Well, yeah.
Quiet Coyote.
Okay. Anyway, thank you all for listening. This has been a wonderful experience. Wonderful is...
She's definitely not paid to say that.
I sure have.
Wait, do the sign-off as Mommy Haley the 18th.
I will not.
Come on, please. I'll do it as Georgia, or as Baba Binks.
Well, that confirms that I won't do it now. But thank you all for listening. You can find us at patreon.com/SophieAntPudding.
Where else?
Subscribestar.adult/everybody!
Oh, that was subscribestar.adult/SophieAntPudding.
What's my email? What's my email?
What's your email?
Pudding at thatmaybe.gay.
Whom you can email for... I don't know why you want that. Just
you want set. Fan mail. Everybody wants fan mail.
Fan mail's good.
Okay. You just founded hypnolithism.
Yeah, if you want to join the Hypno Church of Hypnolithism, please email me. I will register hypnolithism at thatmaybe.gay as an email address after this.
You probably ought to buy hypnolithism.com.
Buy hypnolithism.gay.
Okay, we gotta go.
Thank you all for listening. It means a lot to us, and this has been a lot of fun. We will see you next week for our grand finale of Maternal Recurrence.
Well, we're gonna do a post game, right?
We're gonna do a grand finale of Maternal Recurrence.
No post game.
Whoa! No, we'll go back
Quite
to the very, beginning.
Yes,
and we'll recur.
We'll play the first episode again. That way, we have to do
no,
anything.
That's the post game.
Anyway, go on.
Thank you, everyone. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.